Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records 1913, 1914, page 426. Visible translated text is as follows, time to get out. I says, all right, I will do just as you say. And I did as he said. Mr. Frank hit me a little blow on my chest and says, now, whatever you do, don't let Mr. Darley see you. I says, all right, I won't let him see me. Then Mr. Frank went upstairs and he said, remember to keep your eyes open. And I says, all right, I will, Mr. Frank. And I sat there on the box, and that was the last I seen of Mr. Frank until up in the day sometime. The first person I saw that morning after I got in there was Mr. Darley. He went upstairs. The next person was Miss Mattie Smith. She went on upstairs. Then I saw her come down from upstairs. Miss Mattie walked to the door and stopped, and Mr. Darley comes on down to the door where Miss Mattie was, and he says, don't you worry. I will see that you get that next Saturday. And Miss Mattie came on out and went up Alabama Street, and Mr. Darley went back upstairs. Seemed like Miss Mattie was crying. She was wiping her eyes when she was standing down there. This was before I went to Nelson and Forsyth Street. After we got back from Montag Brothers, the first person I saw come along was a lady that worked on the fourth floor. I don't know her name. She went up the steps. The next person that came along was the Negro drayman. He went on upstairs. He was a peg-legged fellow. Real dark. The next I saw this Negro and Mr. Holloway coming back down the steps. Mr. Holloway was putting on his glasses and had a bill in his hands, and he went out towards the wagon on the sidewalk. Then Mr. Holloway came back up the steps. Then after Mr. Darley came down and left, Mr. Holloway came down and left. Then this lady that worked on the fourth floor came down and left. The next person I saw coming there was Mr. Quinn. He went upstairs, stayed a little while, and then came down. The next person that I saw,